Practice Test 4. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Listening Part 1. Questions 1 to 7. Now we are ready to start. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. Which coat did the girl buy?
'I bought a nice coat yesterday.'
'That one you tried on the other day? The long one with a nice belt?'
'I wasn't sure about the buttons on that one. They were very big and looked a bit strange. The new one's got a belt, but it's not a long coat like the other, and the buttons are much smaller. It has a fur collar too, to keep my neck warm in the winter. Don't worry, it's not real fur. That other coat just had a collar like a jacket.'
'Now listen again.'
'I bought a nice coat yesterday.'
'That one you tried on the other day? The long one with a nice belt?'
'I wasn't sure about the buttons on that one. They were very big and looked a bit strange. The new one's got a belt, but it's not a long coat like the other, and the buttons are much smaller. It has a fur collar too, to keep my neck warm in the winter. Don't worry, it's not real fur. That other coat just had a collar like a jacket.'
2. Which musical instrument would the boy prefer to learn?
'I'm thinking of starting drum lessons.'
'Really? I thought you wanted to learn the piano like me.'
'I do, but I think it'll be too difficult.'
'It takes time to become good at any musical instrument, but I found it fairly easy, and now I'm pretty good at it. It's time to have lessons on something else.'
'You could come to drum lessons with me.'
'My parents wouldn't be pleased if I practiced at home, though. I think the guitar would make a better option, so I'm going for that.'
Now listen again.
'I'm thinking of starting drum lessons.'
'Really? I thought you wanted to learn the piano like me.'
'I do, but I think it'll be too difficult.'
'It takes time to become good at any musical instrument, but I found it fairly easy, and now I'm pretty good at it. It's time to have lessons on something else.'
'You could come to drum lessons with me.'
'My parents wouldn't be pleased if I practiced at home, though. I think the guitar would make a better option, so I'm going for that.'
3. What does the girl miss about her old apartment?
'How's your new apartment?'
'Fine. I've got no complaints about my new bedroom. The one I had before was tiny. The view's not so good now, though. We're not so high up, and you can only see it through the windows. It was so nice to be able to sit outside with a drink and look down at what was going on in the street below. There was no big fire in the living room at the old place, though, so where we are now is much warmer.'
'Now listen again.'
'How's your new apartment?'
'Fine. I've got no complaints about my new bedroom. The one I had before was tiny. The view's not so good now, though. We're not so high up, and you can only see it through the windows. It was so nice to be able to sit outside with a drink and look down at what was going on in the street below. There was no big fire in the living room at the old place, though, so where we are now is much warmer.'
4. Which sport does the boy not do anymore?
'Ooh, I'm real tired.'
'I'm not surprised if you've had a basketball match today like you usually do on Saturdays.'
'I've given that up, actually. I joined the table tennis club a few weeks ago, which I love, and I couldn't carry on doing both. I just don't have time.'
'That's a shame. You were pretty good.'
Maybe, but don't forget that I'm a member of the school hockey team too, so I have practice and matches with them every week as well, although I missed the last game due to illness.
Now listen again.
Ooh, I'm real tired.
I'm not surprised if you've had a basketball match today like you usually do on Saturdays.
I've given that up, actually. I joined the table tennis club a few weeks ago, which I love, and I couldn't carry on doing both. I just don't have time.
That's a shame. You were pretty good.
Maybe, but don't forget that I'm a member of the school hockey team, too, so I have practice and matches with them every week as well, although I missed the last game due to illness.
Five. Who has won the school poetry competition?
Richard Ellis has won the school poetry competition.
Who?
Richard Ellis. You know, in Mrs. Greenwood's class.
Oh, is he the one with short, dark hair who always wears a shirt and tie for school, even though he doesn't need to?
I've never seen him wear anything else. I don't know why he doesn't just wear a sweatshirt and jeans like us. His hair's a bit like mine, though. It comes right down to his shoulders.
I know who you mean, and it's quite light, actually.
That's him.
Now listen again.
Richard Ellis has won the school poetry competition.
Who?
Richard Ellis. You know, in Mrs. Greenwood's class.
Oh, is he the one with short, dark hair who always wears a shirt and tie for school, even though he doesn't need to?
I've never seen him wear anything else. I don't know why he doesn't just wear a sweatshirt and jeans like us. His hair's a bit like mine, though. It comes right down to his shoulders.
I know who you mean, and it's quite light, actually.
That's him.
Six. Which programme is on TV next?
There's a great evening's entertainment to look forward to. A new series of nature documentaries starts tonight, and the first programme is all about a year in the life of a family of giraffes. That's coming up just after Larry Lane brings us his chat show in a minute or two. His guests tonight include the actor Vincent Malibry and explorer Katarina Lindstrom. Immediately after the news, there's a concert of classical music to enjoy, brought to you live from the National Theatre.
Now listen again.
There's a great evening's entertainment to look forward to. A new series of nature documentaries starts tonight, and the first programme is all about a year in the life of a family of giraffes. That's coming up just after Larry Lane brings us his chat show in a minute or two. His guests tonight include the actor Vincent Malibry and explorer Katarina Lindstrom. Immediately after the news, there's a concert of classical music to enjoy, brought to you live from the National Theatre.
Seven. What present is the girl going to buy for her mum's birthday?
We need to decide what to buy mum for her birthday.
I thought you'd got her a necklace.
I saw a lovely one in the jeweller's and was going to get that, but then Dad said he'd already bought one for her.
There's that book she wants that she was telling us about yesterday. One of us could get that and the other could get her some flowers. She always loves those.
My dance class is near the bookshop, so it'd be easy for me to call in there.
OK.
Now listen again.
We need to decide what to buy Mum for her birthday.
I thought you'd got her a necklace.
I saw a lovely one in the jeweller's and was going to get that, but then Dad said he'd already bought one for her.
There's that book she wants that she was telling us about yesterday. One of us could get that and the other could get her some flowers. She always loves those.
My dance class is near the bookshop, so it'd be easy for me to call in there.
OK.
Eight. That is the end of part one.